This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can call in and join us and freely talk live by calling 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started off talking about these internet service providers, and apparently there are at least 850 small ISPs, according to Ars Technica, that are members of NTCA, which somehow stands for the Rural Broadband Association. Still not sure how that one works out. But these companies, in addition to USA Telecom, which represents AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink, they have joined together to say, federal government, you have regulated us too much. Now give us money.
Yeah, and the fact that you're making it too difficult for us to do, and we want to give everyone in the United States to be potential customers of ours,
but we can't afford to have everybody actually be a potential customer, so you've got to pay for this.
Yep. And a lot of local, you know, municipalities and things like that have, you know, said, you know what, we don't need them. We've got our own utility poles in our towns. We'll just put Wi-Fi on all of them. You know, we'll be our own broadband operator.
But, well, but then one would think that that might be a good idea, aside from the whole thing of
government running.
Government shouldn't be running those sorts of things.
Right.
But this article says that 20 states have passed laws restricting municipal broadband.
Yeah, and I think what this article does is it illustrates how telecom companies have painted themselves into a regulatory corner.
Right.
They have begged Washington to regulate them. Please regulate us. We
right.
have to do that, which basically says raise the bars of entry to any potential competitor of ours.
Yes.
So they cannot afford to enter. But then if we need money, we have to come back to you to fulfill your goal of making sure everybody has broadband. So
right, because we can't open ourselves up to competition.
Right. The article here continues saying to close the rural broadband gap, the U.S. needs, quote, solutions that unite the public and private sectors to finish the job of building a truly connected nation, unquote. Spalter and Bloomfield wrote, this public-private model is without question the only acceptable path forward, just as it was in the wiring rural America with electricity and building our nation's highways. Well, beg to differ, but a couple of those things happened without government. Electricity was often run by farmers using barbed wire fence lines. The same thing was done with the first telephone systems. Same thing was done in radio by just people doing it themselves.
Right, and you know the mention of the nation's highways, I'm curious here, are they talking about the roads that existed prior to the Eisenhower Interstate whatever
Act,
or are they talking about when the Lincoln Highway, which took existing roads and just sort of connected them and turned it into US 30?
Right.
Yeah, like a lot of these things that are referred to as the nation's highways
right.
were roads that existed, and then the federal government took them over.
Yeah. And if I can just put a plug out for Highway 30, I've been on Highway 30 in the east in Pennsylvania.
So have I.
Been on Highway 30 in the west in Oregon.
Pittsburgh to Philly is a long drive on US 30.
I have been on 30 in Ohio. I've been on 30 in, I think, Wyoming and Colorado. It sucks.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at.
Do you know the reason why some people opt to drive on US 30 across Pennsylvania instead of hopping on the interstate?
Masochism?
No.
No? Okay.
To save like $30 in tolls.
Well, yeah, you got that.
Because the Turnpike basically runs almost parallel in Pennsylvania, but you get hit with, depending on how far you're going, anywhere from $10 to $30 worth of tolls.
Yeah, and all I can say is if you've got the time, feel free. You'll see some lovely sights. It'll take you three times as long. You'll be stuck in some lovely traffic.
Yes.
Let's see. Broadband providers need a committed partner to finish the job of connecting unserved communities. That partner should be all of us, Americans, in the form of our government, they wrote.
And the they, again, being spokespersons for U.S. Telecom and the Rural Broadband Association. So let me sort of translate this final statement from them, and then we'll get to the phones. They said, broadband providers need a committed partner to finish the job of connecting unserved communities. In other words, we can't do this based solely on our customer base.
Right.
So what we need, Chris, we need you in New Hampshire to pay for these five guys that live in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming, that intentionally don't live close enough to get internet, but because we want everybody to be connected, we're going to run a wire by their house. Anyway, we need you to pay for that.
Yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Heather, we need you to pay to make sure that Sarah in New Mexico can get the internet if she so chooses.
I knew that was coming. I knew that the Sarah analogy was coming
on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yes, I got breaking news. You know, Smith's Grocery Store or Kroger, they're known for Kroger stores, the nationwide grocery store.
Yeah, I've heard of Kroger before.
Yes, how about this? They're going to phase out all plastic bags eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, plastic bags. They're going to end usage of plastic bags.
Good. So, okay. You think that's a good idea?
But the thing is that they're going to start out in Seattle, Washington.
They'll have tremendous luck there. Okay.
Well, you know something? I am in support of it. I am. You know, because we do have to stop all of this this plastic pollution all over. It's overwhelming.
What about straws?
Yeah. How about straws? Do they drive you nuts?
Should we ban straws, Sarah?
Well, I have stopped using straws. I don't need them. I don't even ask for the lid when I get water.
You're such a kind soul, Sarah.
How about people that are bedridden? And the only way they can drink is through a straw.
Well, you know what? I think we have to make exceptions for the handicapped people, like those people that really need. I mean, otherwise, if you don't need it, why use it?
I like straws because I don't like to stain my teeth.
Does that help?
You know,
if you're drinking dark drinks,
what dark drinks do you drink through? Well, I guess, most drinks you don't like sodas.
Drink a
tea,
coffee through a straw, you know, that frappy mocha latte chino.
Right? Double soy?
Right. When I ask for water, I don't ask for the top lid. That's more plastic. I don't ask for the straw.
Ask this question, Sarah. Is Kroger also getting rid of plastic containers that various food products come in, and they're going to completely biodegradable stuff, or are they only getting rid of plastic bags?
I think they're going to just do plastic bag one thing at a time, and they're going to start in Seattle. It's a very, recyclable city over there.
Right.
So they're going to
recycle
the
whole thing, as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know how your state is, and we're a pretty recycling state, you know. We have recycling bins. We have three recycling bins here in my complex. We're really into recycling here, so I don't know how the plastic bag deal, because most people, they just want convenience. You know what I mean? If they don't have a bag, they just want somebody to just give them a plastic bag.
The thing that I don't agree with this is, like, all the small local businesses, this is just something else now that's going to be, like, a fee to them, right? Because they're going to either have to, one, pay for more expensive bags, like paper bags, which they might not be able to afford if their budgets are tight, you know, which could potentially, regulation after regulation, hurt them in the long run.
Sarah, thank you for the call. And luckily, she wasn't talking about a new regulation. She was talking about a company policy at Kroger.
Yes.
This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah, but
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to make sure that you are aware that Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global. Horizon.global. So we just got a call a few moments ago from Sarah in Albuquerque, who called in to say that she heard that Kroger was getting rid of plastic bags. And so then that started a discussion about the use of plastic bags and the use of other single-use plastics. And Heather, I think there was a point that you wanted to make, and then I've actually pulled up a news story about this so that we can actually figure out what exactly is going on with Kroger.
Well, see, now that I know what Kroger is, I think it's not actually a bad idea. But if a business itself makes its own policies, feel free to do that. More power to you.
Right.
It's when government bans bags and stuff that, you know, I disagree with, you know, like
right.
Maybe the small business that can't afford like the top quality product can afford the convenience of the bags or something. Or I don't know how to say it, but
you're exactly right.
And Chris, you run a small business.
I do. And we go through a ton of bags.
Mm-hmm.
And we could provide cheap plastic bags for our goods, and our goods are they're not cheap, you know. It's nice stuff, and you know, you can spend $50 easy, and we don't feel that it is right to put that into a cheesy plastic thanks for shopping here bag that doesn't say anything. So we pay a little bit more, and
right.
we get a nice kind of craft paper colored buy local bag,
right.
and it looks good.
And
we think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, there are businesses like Aldi, for example, and
right.
Aldi is a German
company,
but they've got stores all over the U.S., and people that shop at Aldi know that you don't get free bags when you shop.
Right.
If you want to have some plastic bags to put your stuff in, you have to pay for the bags. So what most people do is they'll either take one of the cardboard boxes that Aldi has lying around
yep.
that are free for the taking, because then it's less that they actually have to pay to get rid of, and they'll put all of their groceries in that and then carry the groceries out in the cardboard box, or they'll bring their own bags.
Right.
So I think if people know heading into the grocery store, oh, right, I have to have my own bags here, they'll be prepared. But this story from Fox about Kroger, the nation's largest grocery chain, will be plastic bag free at all of its nearly 2,800 stores by 2025. So this is like a 7-year plan that they have here.
Why does it take 7 years to get rid of bags?
Right.
Good question. Kroger, which orders about 6 billion bags per year, will begin phasing out the use immediately at one of its chains based in Seattle. Chain being QFC. The company based in Cincinnati, Ohio, operates, again, about 2,800 stores in 35 states and the District of Criminals, serving almost 9 million people daily through 24 different chains. Kroger is seeking customer feedback and will be working with outside groups throughout the transition. They will begin phasing out plastic bag use as of today at QFC stores in and around Seattle, and they expect that chain to be bag-free, plastic bag-free, by the end of the year.
Right.
So it sounds to me they're saying, at this particular chain, we're not ordering any more plastic bags, so whatever bags we have
right.
will go through. They'll still, I'm guessing, be offering the option of paper bags.
I don't doubt it. And in the meantime, be sure to give us credit, Seattle. Look how environmentally conscious we are. Look how much we care. Come into our stores where you won't find any of those filthy, disgusting plastic bags.
But
so there's a marketing aspect
going
to this, too.
There's still going to be single-use plastic packaging on the shelves.
Yes.
There's going to be all of this other plastic throughout.
As every coffee company moves, Folgers moves from tin cans to plastic. And that's in how much you look at a drinking straw, because people freak out about a drinking straw. Look at that versus a coffee tub,
right.
A modern plastic tub. It's insane, and it's all about optics. It's none of it's based in reality.
Right,
and
I've not seen a video on YouTube of anybody pulling a coffee tub out of a turtle's nose, but I did see that really sad video, and I have to admit, it was a very sad video of the turtle having the straw pulled out of his nose.
Okay, well, on the straws, because I did look into this when it was a big story, and I just want to share this, and this isn't a story we're going to go into great depth, but Reason sort of asked, Reason.com, it's a very libertarian publication.
Yes.
All right.
Where is this? Because the allegation that is thrown out by legislators and media and activists left and right is Americans use 500 million straws a day. Almost a billion straws a day.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Well,
where's every man, woman, and child in this country using 1.5 straws a day?
You listen to the news, and you will hear 500 million straws a day, left and right. You will hear this.
I heard this number is from you just now.
That's okay, but if you research like older stories on this, look at any time you see anything about drinking straws, where did this stat come from? Reason's story is called Media Legislators Activists Stick by Straw Stats Produced by 9-year-old. Yes, a 9-year-old. The source for this number, which is often quoted by American media, is an unconfirmed 2011 phone survey of 3 straw manufacturers conducted by 9-year-old Milo Kress. That's a pretty shaky foundation for an argument, but that hasn't stopped media outlets, activist organizations, and government officials from using the figure to justify restrictions on the use of plastic straws. Many outlets were either oblivious in the figure's origins or mistakenly attributed it to the National Park Service. Learning its true source did spark some self-reflection from the Washington Post, which
has
cited...
But must have gotten the number from, like, the head of the EPA or something, right?
The self-reflection by the Washington Post, which has often cited the 500 million number in some of its reporting, and which ran a story that was somewhat skeptical of Kress's findings. Sadly, that introspection was short-lived. The Post Friday was back to uncritically citing Kress's research, saying in a story that, quote, by some estimates, Americans throw away 500 million plastic straws a day, unquote.
All right, so there's more on this, because I want to hear where this number came from. And then there's a little bit more to the Fox article about Kroger ditching plastic bags and apparently other companies doing some similar things. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Justice Department won't be influenced by politics, speaking in response to President Trump's criticism of him earlier today in a TV interview. Talk on Capitol Hill is even that Sessions could be replaced right after the 2018 midterm elections. Some Senate Democrats called on Republicans to suspend the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in New York court. Today, Senator Richard Burr addressed this from the Senate floor.
Another member said that Judge Kavanaugh threatens destruction of the Constitution of the United States. The goal has always been the same. Delay the confirmation process as much as possible and hope that the Democrats take over the United States Senate in the midterm elections.
Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind and maybe change the topic of the show, which is what Sarah did a little bit ago when she called in to talk about plastic bags.
And that sent us down a rabbit hole, Daryl.
Yes, a very big rabbit hole laden with all 500 million discarded plastic straws, and we'll come up with that number here in just a moment.
You know what really could, though? It just made me think of this. Like, what really could be more efficient?
What's that?
Kids' toys. I don't know how many times it's gone out, and I bought a toy for my daughter, right? And it'll be like this huge box, and it has like all colors and all this stuff, and then you open the box, and it's a tiny little toy in it.
Right.
But it's like loaded and all surrounded by all this plastic.
Well, that's so the kid doesn't accidentally swallow the entire box. Well,
I'm serious, though. The thing could be the size of your fist if you make a fist. Like, the toy will be that big, right?
Right.
And then there'll be, like, 7 inches of plastic
in every
direction.
For those of you not in the studio, her fist is not
that
large.
To make, like, it's like a baseball or something.
Right.
So there'll be, like, this one little baseball-sized toy in a box that's, like, 2.5 feet long.
But that box displays really well on a store shelf when it's about knee height.
Right.
Or,
and I've ordered things from Amazon where it's, you know, like, a very small sort of thing. Think a, I think one time I ordered like a USB card.
Okay.
Or, not a USB card, but the SD card that would plug into like a USB thing.
Yeah. Right.
And it was inside an envelope, inside a big box.
Oh, so
that's
it was
how
like
I ordered dental floss off of Amazon.
And they ordered dental floss.
It was in a huge box, yeah. my mom was like, what's that? And I open it up and I take it out and she goes, really?
So we'll continue this discussion about waste here in just a moment.
Oh,
but I want to let you know that if you like the show, then consider joining the AMP program. AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you're $5 per month. You get perks for that.
I thought that meant annual monthly pledger for a while.
No. Advertise, Market, and Promote. I'm just trying to...
I know.
Annual monthly pledges. Those are different.
Pledger. You know, it sort of works.
But annual and monthly are different terms.
That is a good point. Okay.
Advertise, Market, Promote. You help us do those things. Advertise, Market, and Promote the show, not only to potential new listeners, but also to program directors of radio stations across the country, because they're the ones that make the decision to add us to new radio stations. We're currently at about 190 radio stations across the country. We can be on 190 more. We just need your help. amp.freetalklive.com, and I was mentioning perks. There's the ad-free version of the podcast, meaning that once the podcast or the show is done at the end of the night, we have a software program that compiles the podcast. The regular podcast that you would find on SoundCloud has a few commercials in it. The AMP version doesn't have those. There's also an AMP-only Discord room. There's an AMP-only Facebook group that, Chris, you're in, I think.
Yeah.
I don't really know how active that is recently, but it's
active.
A thing there.
Active. Not a week goes by that there's not posts in there. There were a bunch of posts in there today about people visiting New Hampshire for some, for not for the first time, but visiting
up
here.
I did see that, that there's somebody that's going to be visiting tomorrow, and maybe you'll stop by the studio.
Jesse. Shout out to Jesse if he's listening.
freetalklive.com. So, Chris, you've got a story here from reason.com about where... apparently, a 9-year-old was able to do a FOIA request and get every government record that's ever been created.
Everything.
And he added all of these numbers up to determine 500 million straws per day were discarded.
Well, actually, the 9-year-old, because he was 9 years old at the time, decided he could just call up the three largest straw manufacturers and say, about how many of these things do you guys sell? And they gave him three numbers. He added those together. Being a 9-year-old, he knows addition at this point.
Yep.
And he comes up with a number of 500 million. And therefore...
well, he probably came up with a number bigger than that and then divided by the number of days in the year.
Yeah. No, I think that was pretty much it. Others are sticking to that figure, too, because the Washington Post actually ran a story. Maybe we can post this somewhere with the show notes. A California bill would jail people for handing out straws. It may be based on a child's research. So the next time you hear this 500 million number for the number of straws that Americans go through every day, question that. Others are sticking to the figure. But more credible estimates of American straw usage do, in fact, exist. A marketing analysis by Technomic specializes in researching the food industry. Every 2 years, it performs a study of disposable food service packaging. Its most recent effort from 2016 looked at over 30 different categories of packaging. Those numbers do not include straws purchased for home consumption, but David Henkes, a senior principal at the firm, says the study captures about 95% of the straw market. Technomics found that Americans use 172 million straws each day. Given a growth rate of 2 to 3% per year in the straw market, Henkes estimates the figure today is somewhere around 175 million. Kress reached his $500 million figure by calling three straw manufacturers, asking for their estimates of the straw market, and then averaging the answers he got. Given the fragmented nature of the food service business, Henke said that approach is bound to give you a bad figure. Quote, you tend to get the bias of those three companies. Some of them may have big accounts like McDonald's or Starbucks or something, Henke tells Reason.
Right.
But what those miss is the parts of the business that aren't using as many straws. What you're essentially doing is extrapolating your small part of what you know about the business to the larger food service industry. For this reason, Technomics adopts a triangular approach, surveying about 1,000 restaurant operators, looking at data from distributors such as Gordon Food Service and U.S. Foods, and examining numbers from packaging companies, several of which are Technomics clients. It seems fair to say that Technomics' survey is more rigorous than Cress's. But I'm telling you, folks, when you hear 500 million straws, realize that was a science fair answer put together by a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And it still gets quoted every day.
Wow. Yeah, and I saw an infographic not too long ago where it showed the amount of plastic waste that comes from various parts of the world, and the United States was one of the smaller portions of that. And then it had it broken down between all the different types of plastic waste.
Yes.
And straws was like a very small fraction.
Like less than a percent of total waste.
I think it was
waste.
Like 0.6%.
Yeah. Yeah, so again,
that is like 0.02% or something.
It might have been 0.6% of plastic waste from the United States.
Right. And all this,
in either case, it's a very small percentage.
Yeah, and this stuff came to a head really in February as the majority leader of California's State Assembly, Ian Calderon, had introduced a bill that would, as written, impose jail sentences of up to 6 months if a restaurant worker handed out a single unsolicited plastic straw. 6 months in jail.
That's
Are we keeping you away?
Utterly ridiculous. And let's talk about some of these other places because, again, Kroger Foods announced, or Kroger Grocers announcing that by 2025, at their nearly 2,800 stores, they're going to go plastic bag free. Again, no comment on all of the other single-use plastic that is sold in their facilities, but Fox News says this is a broader shift, there is a broader shift underway at major U.S. companies to reduce waste. Disney, Starbucks, Marriott, and McDonald's are getting rid of plastic straws. McDonald's said this year that they will only use recycled or other environmentally friendly materials for soda cups, Happy Meal boxes, and other packaging by 2025. And Dunkin' Donuts is phasing out polystyrene foam cups by the end of 2020, and IKEA plans to eliminate all single-use products, plastic products, by 2020. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris is over there 3D printing plastic straws or something.
I'm not really sure what that... I just reached into my bag. I pulled out a webcam, a bunch of 550 paracord, and a antenna.
Yeah, and I don't know why you need any of that.
Because I'm looking for a USB-C cable.
Got it. And none of those things are plastic. See, I thought you were just like going into business for yourself, printing plastic straws. We've been talking about that. And I did find the infographic that I referenced in the last segment where it shows the breakdown. 74.9% of all plastic waste in the ocean comes from Asia. 16.4% comes from Africa. 8.1% comes from the rest of the world, not including the United States, and 0.6% comes from the United States.
0.6%.
And of that 0.6%, 0.02% of the plastic waste from the United States is straws.
And I'm going to say is estimated to be plastic straws.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I throw estimated on all of that because nobody has the exact numbers of what trash comes from anywhere unless...
Right. And nobody actually, you know, has any actual number of here's the actual amount of all of the waste in the ocean.
Right.
It's a bunch of guesses.
Yeah. Yep. But that's really interesting that, you know, and yet we have legislators here who have honestly put forward 6 months in jail for a restaurant worker.
Now, who, did that actually come out of committee?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because there's a lot of legislation that gets filed and then it
right.
stays in committee.
Right.
Like I heard somebody a couple days ago, they were talking about that States Act, that I forget what States is an acronym for, but it's federal legislation that some people say would decriminalize cannabis at the federal level. No, 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 it does no such thing. What it does is it then makes it a federal offense to violate a state cannabis law. So in New Hampshire, it's not a criminal penalty to have less than 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis, asterisk, if it's your first two offenses. But let's say you have 1 ounce. Then it would be a misdemeanor in New Hampshire, which if this state's act passes, you would then be eligible to be charged with a federal offense because you violated the state law. Luckily, that never made it out of committee.
Right.
I know a lot of, you know, supposed conservatives and liberty conservatives that were all happy that that thing got introduced because they didn't really understand what it did. But when you actually read what it did, it turns everything into a federal offense, and that's no bueno. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Matthew calling in from Netterly, Louisiana, watching us on YouTube. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Darryl, don't make a federal case out of everything. That's it. So I have an answer for Heather on the giant boxes for shipping small products.
Yeah, what's going on?
The companies that ship these products precisely want to fill the truck all the way up so as to prevent damage to the product from the cargo shifting back and forth.
Interesting.
And Amazon is actually notorious for this. Walmart is so much more efficient. They've been shipping products forever. Now, about plastic waste, why don't we just burn it?
Right? Because that would release chemicals that are known to the state of California to cause cancer.
I believe the state of California is known to the state of California as being carcinogenic.
Yeah, and just as a bit of an update, yes, that law did pass. It does not make it a felony, but they have enacted a law that prohibits full-service dine-in restaurants from offering plastic straws to customers unless they are requested.
So if I say go to Walmart and buy a box of straws.
Hell yes.
Fly
Hells
into California.
Yes.
Will they be confiscated at the airport?
No. I'll be on the corner. I'll be on the corner outside the Starbucks going, yo, you need a straw with that latte. Why not, man?
Hold on.
Create a whole black market.
Right. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Chris, because it doesn't say that you're not allowed to have a straw.
No. Full-service restaurants cannot offer them.
They can't give you one unless you say you want one.
Right.
And that's so funny.
I don't think that Starbucks would even classify as a full-service restaurant.
Probably not.
Some of the memes that came from this whole straw thing were dying.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
There was this one guy that was sitting in the front seat of a car, and he was, like, sweating profusely, like, really nervous, and it shows, like, the police lights behind his car, and it's, like, that moment you get pulled over in California and remember you have a straw in the glove compartment.
Oh, that's great.
Matthew, any final thoughts?
Yeah, just one last thing. I just remembered an old saying from a Southern politician. My opponent is an arsonist in the field of straw man that he erected. That's it for tonight. Ciao.
Have a good night.
Thank you for the call.
I wonder if straw man arguments are also illegal in California.
Ooh, what are they going to do?
And thoughts, welcome. 855-450 free. So, yeah, on this whole straw thing, let's actually. Have you either one of you looked into the history of straw use in the United States?
All I know is I've always had a thing of straws in our house growing up.
Yeah.
Like, we've always had a pack of them. We get the pack 100.
Were they the bendy ones?
Yes.
Yeah, we always had that, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was.
So, I like the bendy straws.
I like bendy, too.
But, like, at, say, a Chili's or an Applebee's.
Right.
Where you've got a reusable cup.
Right.
There is no lid, so it's not like you're going through the drive-thru of McDonald's.
Right.
Where you've got a lid and you've got to have something to drink out of.
True.
At these full-service restaurants,
yep.
From what I've been able to find, the reason that they started using straws was because there were fears of germs being transmitted from customer to customer because the cups weren't being washed properly.
Well, I have worked in restaurants, and I'd say that's an absolute possibility. It is. It is a somewhat hygienic way to do it. The other thing, and people kind of laugh, but there are a lot of people that it's more comfortable for them to drink through a straw, or they have some medical condition.
Or sensitive teeth.
Or sensitive teeth, that's a good one, too. I mean, there's just all sorts of reasons. The point is I went over the Constitution again last night, and I cannot find in there where the federal government is granted the power to regulate drinking straws. Now, maybe it's in there somewhere. Maybe it is. I'm not too clear on, you know, some of the later parts of that. Maybe it was an amendment. Maybe there's a straw amendment out there that I'm unfamiliar with. It's possible.
But, you know, like, my point is, I don't use a straw. I don't like it when they just hand me a straw.
You consider it a waste.
I ask for a refill, and they're like, oh, I'll bring you another cup. And then they have a straw in it. And then they see my pile of straws that I'm not using. It's ridiculous, and I don't think that restaurants, as a policy, should just go willy-nilly giving people things they don't want.
Well, if they were to go really willy-nilly, dude, they'd give people crazy straws, because that would be crazy. You look sane, Daryl.
That's a straight man argument.
But not a crazy straw.
It's a crazy straw man argument. So is there any more to say on this straw thing, the plastic bag thing, oversized? And I'm curious, and on the one hand, what Matthew said made sense about wanting to be able to fill the trucks
the
right way. But at the same time, they're not sitting there measuring things and then packaging them after they have the truck. Oh, we need one box exactly this size. Put that USB stick in the largest box you have.
I think Chris hit the nail on the head with that one. And I think it's more or less to do with how it looks on a shelf and how much attention it grabs and how much space it takes up in order to keep.
Well, now we're talking about different things, because
marketing.
If you order something from Amazon, that's not sitting on a shelf.
No, but I think the idea of Walmart and Amazon Tetris playing that with the big truck to fill it up to maximum size explains some things. Most things I get from Amazon, they're packed sensibly. Today I got a laptop that had 2 inches of spare, you know, space around the box that the laptop was in. It was weird.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. Meta Hemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.